Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, the Halal Industry Do For Self. As always, I'd like to thank Allah first, but I also like to begin with Allah's name, the Merciful Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer. We thank Him for everything, another day, another moment, still here on this earth to try to do some good. I have to say try because there are obstacles.
Mm-hmm.
Those obstacles, you don't always see them. There's obstacles.
Right.
Our community, more than anyone else that I'm aware of in America, as African Americans, descendants of slaves, have had in front of us every type trial as a people that you could be tested with. And even to come through that and survive, have our sanity, having a spirit that overrides just wanting to go destroy everybody else, hatred. You know, where do it stop? We look at the things that's happening overseas. People of religion, people of faith, we have to be those who, you know, somehow make it a known fact that revenge is not always the best. Because if you revenge and you do exactly the same thing that they did, you're in the same boat. You deserve Allah's curse as well. Man come up and smack me in the face and I should deal with him and do what I need to do with him. He don't need to die because he smacked me. But, you know, it could be an accidental death. That's something different. What's accidental? I hit him and he hit the ground, hit his head on something and kill him. That's accidental and you feel remorse for that. Because you wasn't trying to kill him. But if you go, a man hits you, talk about taking your money, belittling you if you're in front of a crowd, whatever the case may be, and that makes you go home and get a gun and blow his brains out, that's weak. That wasn't even necessary. We don't even want to do that. And when I look at our history as a people, us as a people, all of that in front of us, we don't need the history books in front of us. We need to make sure the story is told. But we don't know it. It's a dark piece in our mind that we won't ever forget. It may be considered lit. You know, you can see it. But it's really a dark place. It's a place that we really wish wasn't a part of our life. Slavery. But look how Allah has blessed us as a people to handle that. We can hear everybody talk about their problems and then nobody's problem worse than what we had done to us.
Nobody.
But we don't even get in the conversation and say, man, what are you crying for?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I know what you went through. It's painful. But look at what even you joined in to do something to us. So if you can't tell me Caucasian skin type person didn't join in, even if it was for fate here and there against us. He couldn't give us safe refuge. Was there any good Caucasian? Plenty.
Mm-hmm.
But they were scared to death of their ugly brothers and sisters who just had hate as a natural thing. When we see the society where it is today, we can actually clearly see, if you look at it, why would Allah, why would God, if you call him that, the Creator, why would he allow a people to go through such a thing? We couldn't go through it unless he allowed it. You know, this wild man, if he can enslave you forever, you would be a slave forever. He couldn't enslave us forever. It was a period of time.
Everybody had to choose.
Yeah, in that period of time, they did as much as they could in the way of, think about the young man that got killed from Chicago, Emmett Till. The woman lied on him, but it was just about whistling. White folks, man, I mean, you know, think about it. I ain't speaking racially, but this guy will pat people on the butt, will whistle a block away. Hey, girl, you look good. We say it with a little chase, I guess.
A little pizzazz.
Yeah, a little pizzazz. But they would chase women down and want to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's been their history. I mean, I watched in the sixth grade how some of the young Caucasians would do thought about sex in sixth grade. You know what I mean? The few blacks that was in the class, we, you know, we just trying to concentrate on our work. There's a peace with them over these times that make them think that their value of themselves is greater than the value gave to all of man. The value is the same. And I'm not talking nothing to go against Caucasians or anybody else. But when we look at even the war, one side rush in, kill people, innocent people, that's bad enough. Put their pictures up all around the world that you know when you see them, this person has to be locked up. Bring them in. He's one of the ones. We got him on camera shooting people down. But instead, you fire bombs. Talk about you trying to get them. They might not even be nowhere near where you shoot, killing innocent people, doing the same thing. This is why it's necessary for people to grow within in the right of themselves, but knowing how to protect themselves the way God says do it. It's just been an ugly few weeks here, the killings and beatings and blowing up in the masjid, bombs, you know what I mean, doing Juma, you know what I mean, and shooting women because Muslim, this Muslim now, shooting women because they don't have a particular God. The humanity needs something different. You may not believe it, but I believe it. That's us. The example. They need an example. People would look up and say, man, how did they get up there? God. Believe in God. But when they think about it, they have to say, we pushed them up there. Oh, look how bad we treated them, and they never got revenge. God showed us how to do what? To see the victory, stay humble, stay in prayer, and move on. This is what we have to work for. Don't turn the other cheek. Somebody come up and smack you, tear their butt up. Because we're in a different time zone. Ain't nobody got no business just harassing people today. In slavery, they didn't have a right. They took that right. They can do whatever they want to a black man. Don't let that happen today. Yeah, in 100 years, yeah, Jim Crow and all that. Yeah, everything that's been coming from the beginning of that till today is still showing ugliness. But we don't want revenge. We want to get the mercy of God and do the right way. And the right way is really to show others this is how you should live.
Mm-hmm.
This is how you should believe. And am I saying Muslim, Jew, Christian? Allah is the author of all that. And by him being author, we're not to choose. He chooses us. I'm grateful to be chosen to be a Muslim. You can't just be a Muslim. He got to invite you. Think about that.
Exactly.
He got to invite you to be a Muslim. All of us are created to be. It's natural. The words are natural when we hear them. Because he's made everything in creation, Muslim. Sun, moon, stars, air, water, grass, everything. What does that mean? He made them Muslim. Made them submit to his will. Made everything. The angels submit to his will. Iblis tried to bark. And Allah asked him, what is it with you, Iblis, that you don't listen when I'm telling you to listen?
That's right. That's right.
That's why he got to get the punishment he get.
That's right.
He will never get out of the fire. He think he slipped. And Idris can't beat humanity. Who, for those who don't know, Idris is the spirit of the devil, the life of the devil, the whisperer. And we all have a jinn in us,
right.
But it's not a devil until we let it grow to be that. And can you shut it down? Yes. It's whispering to you to do something wrong. Don't do it. Shut him down, man. Be quiet. Get out of my head.
So the jinn grows into devils.
The jinn can grow to be a devil, but he can also be a Muslim.
Right.
He or she can also be Muslim.
Or your jinn.
Your jinn. Everybody has a jinn. You know what I mean? And it's your whispers. you hear noise in your ear, and I don't mean noise like it's you're wondering where it's coming to get in your ear. But you hear a whisper. Yeah, all that. I heard voices. So the jinn whispers, man, don't she look good? Man, don't he look good? That ain't yours. That ain't the way to do it. You know what I mean? Oh, man, the money's sticking out of her pocket. I'm going to take that. I mean, he's up there and bump her against her and take her wallet. The jinn. Now, the devil come alive when you start listening to him. He just told you, you see that money? See that money falling out of her pocket? You know it ain't yours, but go get it. And you go over there and stand on top of the money until they move.
You know, and then they do telegraph.
Yeah.
You tell
they're doing something. Yeah. Because they're looking to see, did anybody see them? You saw yourself. Ain't that something? Allah give you the ability to see yourself so you don't do wrong.
That's right.
And as I often say, you got to be a hell of a fella to go to hell. Because they give you so many ways not to go. Mm-hmm. Nothing can make you do wrong. Nothing. You have to take it. If it's a child, and they follow in the footsteps of some adults, some parents, some older brothers and sisters, they don't know what they're doing. Maybe they did it, in that case, you can't blame them. They're babies, child. But once you get up old enough that you know right from wrong, you start being responsible.
Mm-hmm.
You start becoming one that can make judgment. Not just on others, but first on yourself. I don't even want to judge nobody else. I judge me, then I know I'll be right when I judge somebody else. I know I'm not going to do wrong. I ain't going to steal. I mean, I had people brought me on board to steal something. No, I ain't stealing that.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little boy. The candy would have tasted good. The cookies would have tasted good. The soda would have tasted good. But no, I ain't doing that. I'll leave you in here by yourself. Get on away from me. You know what I mean? Now, am I going to say I never picked up anything that didn't belong to me in my life? No, I can't say that. May Allah forgive me, have mercy on me. But that was not my lead point. My lead point was not to be that guy. All of us, we have that test. But all of us are supposed to come out as winners. Allah has made the earth spacious for us to do the best. And made a paradise even more spacious. A paradise more spacious. We don't need a lot of room in the fire because everything's just burning. Burning and flesh. Burning, flesh. Burning. That ain't eating up no space. You know what I mean? You do a good fire in the stove when you dig coal and wood. After a while, all that stuff just shake out as ash.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't even got no weight to it no more, just ash. And you're removing it so you can actually put more fresh stuff in. Only that would Allah say also, say, and your skin will be renewed
mm-hmm.
You for your wrong. You can get lost if we're talking about the heaven and the fire. We can get lost trying to see it because we don't really see it if we don't check within ourselves. There's a reason for me to be a good guy. You know what I mean? One, like I say, I learned from my father, my mother, my older brothers, my older sisters. So I learned something, how to live. I can't say that my parents taught me how to drink. I never seen them drink. How to curse. I never heard them curse. How to smoke. My father smoked. I could say something to him. I started smoking, and then when he found out, I started betting him and my second oldest brother. I didn't mean to gamble, but I told him, I bet you I could quit faster than you are. And they'd bet me, and I'd get my little money every day, you know, because they couldn't go past so much time. That's when I was of an age that I wasn't living with my father. He couldn't tell me to smoke or not smoke. But the bottom line is there were tests. And I'm saying this not to make any to do of my life. Everybody go through this. It may be in a different way, but everybody go through a challenge from your parents, from your relatives, from people that are your neighbors, from strangers. But all of the decision is on you. And all you got to do is look through your head to see if any time did you follow the devil. I know I did sometime, not most of the time, but I did sometime. And that joker can't get close. And I would think mine is dead. Mine is dead. Ain't no whispering happening in my life. Because like I said, when the brothers get up and they talk about sin all day in Juma, the whole kutbah is on sin. Where you been at, man? What are you talking about, yourself? I ain't never been a sinner. I might have wanted to do some things, but never got a chance to do them. The majority of the people I'm sitting next to in the mess, not sinners. In the way you were, you can tell me all them sinners. But you come in every week talking about a sinner. And as I said this past week, they come in talking about a hypocrite. You know how you feel as a hypocrite. I don't know that feeling. I don't know nothing about what a hypocrite feels. Or a liar. I don't know what they feel like. So when we know that for sure, that's Allah's blessing to us, male, female, regardless of the color of the skin, regardless how old, how young. But know for a fact, Shaitan cannot beat not one human being. You have to listen to a whisper and then go along. But that whisper that you listen to go along is your whisper.
Mm-hmm.
You can say no and tell the people to keep on walking, get out of my car, go ahead. Hey, I'm going in another direction. Go ahead. Y'all go ahead on about your business. And yours will never come alive to do wrong if you're strong enough to keep other people from thinking they can lead you into what's wrong. And that's what we have to know. We're going to take a little break.
Hey. Right.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to read from the 84th Surah of the Quran. Ayahs 1, 2, 3, and 4. When the sky is rent asunder and hearkens to the command of its Lord, and it must needs do so, and when the earth is flattened out and casts forth what is within it and becomes clean and empty, and hearkens to the command of its Lord, and it must needs do so, then we'll come home with a full reality. Listen to join us daily from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry Do For Self with your host, Imam Wale Ayub Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal Zinc, and co-hosts James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal Zinc is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength, to establish community life by doing for self, to build a model community. Since we're still having some problems with people calling in. So until we, and again, we apologize for the inconvenience, until we can correct this, we ask some people if you want to make a comment or to ask a question. We're asking you to dial 267-385-0259. Again, dial 267-385-0259 if you want to ask a question or make a comment.
Yes, thanks, Brother James. Nate Muhammad here. The Halal Industry. Do for Self. We're just in here just having sidebar talking with the imam about our jinn. How that jinn is just he makes suggestions to you. But Allah or Shaitan or move out on them or manifest them. In other words, we're just sitting here talking. And the fella mentioned about, about to steal some money or rob somebody. It's Jim suggested to us. But you can tell by the reflection on his face who's taking charge of him, because he gets mysterious. He looks around, see if anybody coming, how they coming, why they coming, before he make a move. How many times we done seen this from our youth? And even ourselves. How many times we done seen that? The key is recognize what you hear. You hear the jinn suggested. And if you're surrounded by nothing but shaitanic things, of course you probably do it the way Shaitan said do it. And that's how they had kept the people in bondage, in a sense, in their own ignorance. Shaitan, we live in a haram atmosphere. We do things based on what we see other people doing.
Mm-hmm.
But the media, the TV, anything, they the ones suggest that. They the ones plant the seed in you. We have a lot of our people sitting in jail, our complexion, because of that same thing, not being able to control your gen. But you can't control nothing if you don't know what it is. This is where the people with understanding share their wealth. And once you put it out in the open, pour on it, grab on it, they can relate to it. Oh, yeah, I never thought of it like that. You're just, because you're sitting up here like, oh, I'm a bad person. No, you're not. You just don't understand yourself. You don't understand the things that come at you,
mm-hmm.
that challenge you. Without even knowing.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at, we want a just society. We want justice. How you going to get justice when you're not being treated fairly? I remember, I don't know where I was at, and Caucasian said, you know, I feel sorry for them African-American people and Hispanic. Why? He said, because they stacked the debt against them. They already setting you up to fail.
Mm-hmm.
And how you going to get justice when you can't start off with a fair shot at whatever you need to do?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I usually tell them, don't use justice around me, cause unless you're being fair and honest. All you're doing is acting in revenge. This is what I was taught. This is why we do this, because of our forefathers. That is not fair. And you hear the people cry all the time. You learn how you deal with man. A man will always respect you if you're dealing fairly with him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what it is. You understand? I don't care. You might not like what it is, but if it's fair, you can accept it. How do I know? I had Caucasian tell me that. You know, you I don't like what you did, but you were fair.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to respect you for that. I said, wow. Fair. That's why when you start talking to me about fair and honest or fairness, and all, I know what it is because I experienced it already. I see the effects of it. And that's only coming through the grace of Allah. That's the only one doing that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what things happen or things are presented to you. Look at it first. Not react. Don't react to it. Look. Look. Look to see who's behind it. Or what's behind it. Because Allah always want to show you first. And I always tell people, nothing stay the same. Nothing. We look at this society is changing. And it's changing for the betterment. It's not changing just because of it's the fall. Coming out of the summer to the fall. It's changing because Allah is making it change. It's moving. And you can tell by the things that you see. I used to use that the internet. Just told me that, yeah, you know, your phone is a computer. We didn't have that at our disposal where you can go and pull up information just like that. We had to always go get books and books and books. You're sitting in there, you got all kinds of books, and you're studying to get a couple lines. Now, you just hit it, type in the thing, and here it goes.
Mm-hmm.
That tells you the time is changing. But you also could have seen that as a baby, a little baby, coming in the infant stage. And once they grow up to an adolescent, then it will grow into an adulthood. Change. Nothing stays the same. So all this stuff going on out here, it's not going to stay. It's not going to be the same thing. What maybe tomorrow or this next generation, because it's changing real fast. And all these people that's been covering up stuff will be exposed. will be exposed. Look at that. Everybody in society is talking about that war. Everybody. That's the number one conversation across the board. When you go up to anybody, walk up to them, they're going to ask you, or you say something, and they'll say, yeah, that war, ain't it? You know, I know y'all talking about that war. Yeah, and then everybody chime in, and they have their own thought on what's really going on. And that's how you learn. This is what I mean by when we unite as one. We come in and chime in on whatever the conversation is and add our stuff to make or to clarify what we all talking about. So, and everybody that's talking about it understand, got a more better understanding what they were talking about. This is what I mean. We have to unite in that manner, not to roll a lot of people down there and do head camps. We want you to come to the table with something on your plate. You know, we don't want you to come looking for crumbs. That's the freedom. That's the freedom that love gives us. That freedom, justice, and equality coming through Islam that we was taught. The first thing that I start thinking of that, that's where I got that idea. And who you want freedom, justice, and equality? To our people, the African Americans, descendants of slaves of America. Give him freedom up. Free his thinking up. Because right now, his thinking is still on chain. It's chained up. And as we said earlier, that gin is suggesting and keeping him in that manner. Because the gin takes him straight to Shaitan. Why? Because of the atmosphere we grew up in. We grew up in a haram atmosphere. We didn't know it. I know I didn't know it. The hand we were dealt, that's what we dealt. That's the way I was thinking. But I was sitting up there, oh, somebody put this thing on. When the imam started talking about, Imam Muhammad, that is, may Allah be pleased with him, start talking about the subliminal seduction. Read this book. Read the book. Them dirty dogs. How can they do that to the people? If you don't care for the people, if they're going to be fair and honest with the people, they're going to, as Malcolm would say, hoodwink them. You know, throw a curb at them, confuse them. And this is what's happening with now. The people is confused. One half might be confused, and the other half is scared of what? No, remember we used to say of the unknown. Look for what you walk. It's a dark opening. I'm not going in there. Why? I don't know what's in there. But when he come into Islam, Allah said, believe in the heaven and earth and the unseen. And I said, whoa, the unseen is, well, I don't know what's in there, but I got to go in there. You know what I mean? Especially if we got to go in there to continue our path, on our path. We don't know what they expect. But Allah said, believe in the unseen. You know, leave with your faith. Go in there with your faith. We don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. We don't know when we walk out of here today what it's going to bring. But we have to live our life like it's our last day. We have to leave. Well, society never didn't teach us that. They taught you the opposite. Go the opposite route to just leading with your faith. They didn't tell you how powerful it is to lead with your faith. They want you to be scared.
Yeah.
How society controls the people through intimidation and lies. This is what I've learned. And we've seen the effects of it. Look what happened to a lot of the brothers. They now coming home from doing 20, 30, 40 years in prison where a detective lied on them. And they set up and, you know, and they were saying some of the people who were with us didn't make it because they couldn't handle it. And then the first thing they ask the people when they come home, do you feel any revenge, or do you feel spite, or do you have felt that the unjust? Majority of them say, "No, I have no just. I just have faith in God." But he don't ever use it. that dark side will come up. Because, anybody will be affected by that. Just that how you want to handle it. How would you deal with that? And then society actually, like, well, I couldn't have did it. Yeah, that's why they didn't do it to you. Mm-hmm. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just that this is how we have to deal with everything, because today things is coming clear. A lot is manifesting everything in front of your eyes. Now, if you were getting emotional, you never seen it. You never would have seen it. You looked at it from an emotional aspect, you never seen this. You would not seen this. Now that your eyes is open because you're not leading with your emotions, that's a sign that you're growing. That's another sign that everybody don't stay the same. Everything don't stay the same. You can go out and you can go on a period where that you could be making plenty of money or being very successful. But there's going to be a time. It's going to be a time that everything is going to be low. Everything has to balance out. Some people up, some people down.
Mm-hmm.
But some people down, some people up. That's the balance of life. Appreciate that when they tell you, like, oh, yeah, we got to put something away for a rainy day because we never know what's going to happen tomorrow. But if you learn the pattern of life the way a lot say do it, hey, we're always being controlled. You'll never know if we up. And you'll never know if we're down, because we'll be a constant figure. Just, oh, yeah, he's always the same way, regardless what it is. That's what the man means about when victory comes, stay humble and pray. And don't treat them the way they treated you. That levels everything all the way across the board, you know, because then now you had the respect, and you also got the respect from your oppressor. Because he could be sitting back wondering why you're not retaliating in revenge. Will strike his curiosity to want to know why you didn't do it. Isn't that when some, who was the brother that was fighting Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was against him, and then he wound up accepting Islam. Yeah, but see, that came right to my mind. That story right there. And that's how that happened. Something has to touch you. It has to touch your mind before it gets to your heart, because your heart is the one that seals everything and then stop everything from evil going. Now, we ain't going to that. My mind done figured this thing out. Now, heart, we're going to move this way, because the heart is what makes your wheels turn. Your mind thinks. But that's the same thing how we say about the jinn. He goes after your heart. Shaitan and them always go, they know what they're going after. We're going to make you do this. You understand? And then once it comes to the point that you realize you did something wrong, they're going to say, you did it. I didn't do it. You understand? That's what you did. And you ain't got nobody to blame but yourself. You understand? Because you let your jinn turn you the wrong way. Now, but the key is Allah shows you both. He shows you the right and the wrong. So you can learn from that experience, because that ain't happening no more. You better believe that. You're not going to get, and I'm going to warn the next person coming behind me. You understand that? No, don't go that way. And that's why the clarifying of the jinn is great, is real good. Really appreciate that. Because it's enlightening. You understand where you can come across, and that's why the camaraderie among us and a unified manner pays a lot of dividend for that. That's how we build continuity. With everything is formed. This is what we're going to do. This is how we want to do. But we have to know what we're up against first, before we can make any kind of move to establish, especially the modern community. All this stuff is for, you know, we probably sit back and put this in a book form.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, because it's wholesome. Well, we were talking this morning sister said that how you know her sons and grandsons and great grandkids is, you know, they Muslim. I taught a Muslim. I influenced and got their attention to be Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was saying, you look at the kids, you look at the Jenny, all of them, they're only like that because we weren't an example for them.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason why they did. We sit up there and say, Shaitan did. No, we did it. We the ones should be feeling bad about that because of not being able to be an example. And our whole thing was all we had to do was unite.
Mm-hmm.
All we had to do was function as a community, mm-hmm. function as a family.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we had to do. But we had. And we come right back to the old gym, whisper in our ear,
mm-hmm.
stirred us another way. And then we wind up and realize that it was wrong. We were still, now you have to have the integrity enough to come back and say, I was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Look at these guys. I remember, what's his name? Jerry Farrell or Farrell. He was an evangelist, a TV evangelist.
Mm-hmm.
And he was sitting there, and he got busted for all kinds of whatever,
mm-hmm.
hanging out with the girls. And then he comes on it, and he comes on the TV, and he's crying.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know, and I'm almost laughing at him because I could see that that's a game. He wasn't sincere about that. But that's the way you suppose you have to come and appeal to your people. Humble yourself. It's hard. It's hard, you know. But that's integrity. And that's when you can go back and right a wrong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Brother said, we were talking about we got to fight. Yeah, if you was right, you have. If you're wrong, you got to go get right and then come back to fight. And who we fighting? We fighting against Shaitan, the Shaitanic force that's screaming. But your avenue is, your weapon is to get control over your gen.
Mm-hmm.
I say, make your gen be a Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole key.
That's where it starts.
Again, you're going right to the root of it. What's the root of all these problems? We ain't got control over our gen.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't got nothing to do. And these guys sit here, like you said, they on the, doing the khatib, talking about
mm-hmm.
sin,
mm-hmm.
you know, and all. No. The sin, once you sin, if you're talking to sin, it's over. You done created it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? You want to stop it from happening.
Right.
You know? And only how you can stop it is go to that root. That root is very important.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I tell you, this is our Allah's been in control of this. And nothing all like this will stay the same.
Mm-hmm.
It will not stay the same. Once the people unite, you can push all that out of the way. Matter of fact, you might not have to push it because it'll probably run.
The mm-hmm.
only reason why it's sticking around is because everybody moving individually.
Mm-hmm.
And they're hiding behind your individuality. You come together as one, it can't hide.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he can't hide. He's looking for a spot. You understand, Chani? No, he can't hide. Cannot hide. You know, and he's standing. And the one thing about it, the worst thing he hates, he feared the most is being exposed. Being exposed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, hey, this is our time.
Mm-hmm.
We're happy with this time because we know what we're going to do. It's just like if you know how to do something, nobody ain't got to tell you to do it. You go ahead and do it. You just go ahead and do it. Yeah, I did that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you ain't come. I ain't have to ask you to do that. No, what do you have me to do that for? Why you got to ask me? I already know it. I'm, matter of fact, I can tell you how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But that's the whole thing right here. We have, again, I have a lot of people, brothers and sisters that are very educated. And really, I say, really on the ball.
Mm.
And if you sit there and you listen to them, you understand, I get mad because I'm listening to you. Well, how come we ain't putting this together, making something happen? We sitting in here, you know, and everybody sitting in here, you know, oh, man, If you already knew that, why are you worrying about that? Everybody got the 2 cents, but no. That's a strong brother, but we have a weak community. That makes that brother weak in the eyes of that community to raise his people up to his level. So we can say we're one. And if we go down as one. You ain't going down by yourself. And the community ain't putting burden on them. It's we as one. That's the unified that we've been talking about. That's what I've learned. That's what I see. I don't see all this other talk because we're going to make this thing happen. And all it takes is that you get control over your gym. You get control over your gym, we can't do nothing but be successful. Lead it and direct it towards what the law wants.
Yes.
You know? Don't direct it towards Shaitan. I mean, we didn't even know Shaitan had control of us. Ain't that something? I didn't. I was doing things that we were doing. We thought it was all right because everybody was doing. That's what we was taught. That's what everybody did. And we was wrong. Just as wrong as 2 left foot. But this is the day now. We have to the concern or make an effort to work together. And when your gen come up, tell them to shut up and sit down. You know? Hey, this is, I want to turn the mic back over to the ma'am here. And thank you again, Nate Muhammad, the Halal Industry, do it yourself. All right.
Thank you very much, Brother Nate and Brother James. Once again, this is Iman Wali Ayub Bilal, the Halal Industry, do for self. And our goal is actually to do something for self. The Halal Industry, as I've said before, if anyone didn't hear it, I've said, and I spoke with Iman Muhammad in 1995 about it. He liked it. He wanted it, no question. When I told him it was a way of doing for self. And I told him, I said, Brother Imam, I see it's not just a business. I said, it is the economics for our people. Now, he really liked that. I don't think I told him nothing new. I'm saying he really liked it that finally some of us are catching on.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just build for yourself. Build for yourself. We applaud that. No question. But build to build for others. And building for others could be family of yours coming down the line. Me personally, I've always been one that felt that my family was strong. We can build, but we need other outlets. That's how my father and my older brother and my father's brothers, they built things while I was a youngster coming up. And I got a chance to see it. Feel the same thing. So when we look at the halal industry, we're looking at an industry that will create and support more industries. We want towers that belong to us. Towers is the reason, the way we are able to talk to you right now, the way radio airwaves go about. We need the ability to talk across the world, not just in America, across the states, across the world, to wake people up to things. We're gonna have some bad guys among us. But if the majority of us see what we're doing is worth doing what we do in a right way, we'll see that that's Allah's gift to us to show the world how to live a better life.
Mm.
Not show off, but just live a life, a humble life of prayer, serving our Lord, and living in the honor and the gift that he gives us in this life, preparing us for the next life. Can't have one. If you want one and don't want the other one, you may miss all together. You want it all now, all of the heaven now, and you ain't going to live right. You're going to get it in the wrong way. You may miss out.
Yes, you will.
You know what I mean? But if you see yourself with an ability, we're asking people, when we do have the conference that we want to have on Zoom. There's a lot going on this month, too. You know, there's some meetings going on this weekend with a couple of bodies of imams across the country in different areas. But we want to see us one day, all of us, connected again, just like we were in the Nation of Islam. Bigger and even better, because we'll have more equipment than the Honorable Elijah Muhammad had in his lifetime. His lifetime, he did all he could with the little things they had. Us, we're living in the time of the atom bomb, and I don't mean the bomb that blow up stuff. Meaning we're ahead of everything.
Mm-hmm.
This generation, not just me and you, the world, is ahead of everything that ever been here before, been on earth before. We're right now, we're talking across to anywhere these airwaves go. But we want to own our own. We want to have our towers. So if we want to speak to some of the people across there that's having problems right now across the other side of the world, we would be able to do it. And I don't mean make it a game. I mean have some seniority to say some things that has meaning, has worth to it. And we would be advising as well. And we all got to see a better way. But you and I can't reach that if we don't want to get up. If we don't want to look at ourselves and see what our individual talent is. As I said, my individual talent, as a youngster, I felt like a philanthropist. Didn't even know what the word meant.
It just sounds good.
Sounds good at that time, but it was me.
Yeah.
One of my sisters, a little older than me, she was the one brought the word to my attention. She would say that how I liked helping people. You're going to be a philanthropist. I don't even know if we were all young. But she knew that.
She knew what she was talking about. She knew what she was looking for.
And it stayed, that's right. And it stayed on my heart, doing and helping others. So we got plenty of people that want to do that. Look at the brother that paid all those tuitions down at the college. Yeah.
Smith.
Mr. Smith, that's right. A man I'd like to meet. I'm going to reach out. I'm going to work on meeting him. Sometimes you can't meet people that made it already. What's the sense in making it and nobody can reach you?
Standing on the mountain by yourself.
Yeah, on the mountain. That's right. Now, that don't mean he's bad. It's just the way he's done. Look how many sport players make millions of dollars, but they're told to be managed by, they used to be anyway, I don't know today, managed by mainly outside of your race. They don't might not say it like that. I don't know how they say it to them. But they're managed and they're told, don't. You got to change where you be at and where you hang with and who you're talking with. Yeah, because they going to chase your money, and we're going to show you how to put it. And they do. Some of them get the chance to put it in good places. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's what I'm getting ready to say. They start off looking like it's going to work, and before you know anything, somebody handed it, somebody did something that they can come and take you to jail for. But the bottom line is some of us just got to show them how to manage your own monies doing for self. So Blouse Inc., we want to open our processing plant. And we're having our challenges with a lawyer, particularly, I believe, and some comrades that working in the city. Because they take people property when they work in the city. If you don't watch yourself, they haven't been able to take this one. They haven't been able to kill our spirit. But the bottom line is it'll slow you down. Now, our community, one day, we hope to be. Blouse Inc. hope to be a stimulator that can actually jump over the government and help where we need to help, helping our people build something. That's how we have to do things. We see a good idea. Why am I afraid to listen to a good idea from anybody, but especially from somebody from among my people? Tell me in the back of my head somewhere, or my eyelids or something wrong with you, boy. You don't want to even hear what some of your own want to do, and they ain't got nothing, and you got look like everything. I believe if we're successful with this, we'll be putting a lot of businesses around the country, putting our people in those businesses. We'll be asking people for a 1 to 3 page, a business plan. Excuse me, brain lock. All that resume, business plan. And if you have the spirit, because I said before, I worked on the wrong side of the street once upon a time in my life, trying to help people go into business. and the people that, and I don't mean any illegitimate business. I mean businesses that were honorable, that they can stand anywhere and do what they were doing. But they didn't know how to do business. Number one, stay straight in the way all your money's made. That's one thing. Number two, don't put somebody into something. Make sure they want to be into something.
Exactly.
Somebody might like to run everything up and down the street, where somebody else like to be carried up and down the street. Okay, give them what fits them and let them make it work for themselves and their family. They got to pay it back. Why? Because we're going to be using what we got and what we put out and that comes back to put somebody else in business. That's the habit we got to get in. We have to be able to make or feed our own sources, feed our own brotherhood. We should have no less than 10, 15, I say 10, 15, but let's say 25 strong businesses that can give to the masjid that they are part of. Maybe $1,000 a month. Now, that ain't a lot, but it's $25,000
a month. Yeah,
$25,000, it'd be more like $250,000 in a year. But $25,000 a month, because you got 25 businesses and each of them give $1,000. If each one of them is giving $1,000 each month, and these are our businesses and they're supported by our people, that's a constant turnaround of success.
Mm-hmm.
That's a legacy that will be left for our young one day. We just make sure the paperwork is right. This is all in the Quran. Make sure you call a scribe and write it down properly. And don't hesitate, God says, to the writer, to write it down correctly. No, don't cheat nobody. You know what
I'm saying?
Yeah, be fair and honest. Allah wants you. He's watching. So we have to build our own. All of us don't have the confidence with each other and whatnot, but build in you the ability that if something came to you, the ability to run it and make it work.
Mm-hmm.
And then be willing to pay back what you're supposed to pay back. If there's a payback, somewhere along the line, I have done this with myself, so I know others do it. Sometimes I've said, don't worry about it. Where did I get that from? That's Quran. The Quran tells us if you see them in a hurtful way trying to repay, maybe you can forgive the debt. And Allah will take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you was able to help one, you know Allah will take care of you to help two. So you ain't, yeah, I mean, in other words, now, if somebody thinking they making it on their own, then they have to watch every dime. But I've never made it on my own. Before I knew anything about God in a real sense, I heard it all the time. But before I knew anything, my father and my mother and I was taking care of me. I didn't want for nothing. And I wasn't a spoiled brat either,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't want anything. I want for anything. They educate every day in some form or fashion. We need those things alive so we can see our young that's being put on the street right now killing each other. Something's missing, and that is not enough success among us. Yeah, we pray, but Allah don't tell you just pray. Come lively to prayer.
That's good.
But also come lively to success.
Right.
What you praying for? And I don't mean you got to be on your knees praying, oh, Lord, please give me a house today. Give me a car. Give me some money, oh, Lord. You ain't got to do that. Pray to have his blessings to do the right thing and go out there and do it and see won't you come alive in something. You don't ask for something from God that you could ask for from your brother, from a man. You know what I mean? You got $10, brother. I need to pay something today and I'm $10 short. You can ask Allah for that, but you should be able to make that happen. And collectively, we should be able to make a community that no harm comes to it. No harm comes to it. Secured by today's FOI. It ain't got to be called FOI. Today's Muslims. Secured all the way around. Police speed may be involved, but we'll have our security. Paid to take care of things. Let's build. All we got to do is come together and build. Work together. We'll find there's no problem. I'm going to give the mic to Brother Jane. Let him work our way out of here. Thank you again. And we'll be here tomorrow, God willing, same time, 6 to 7. We thank our brother Amin Yasir Muhammad, who is the brother that is with Sister Clara Muhammad STEM School out of California. He gives us this hour 7 days a week. Main day we have a problem doing it is on Wednesday because we do our other program on AM 360. But we will constantly ask you to take time to hear, and one day we'll have a straight where we'll see your numbers, your hands on the screen as is normally done with podcasts, and we can call you to speak. But we are leaving a number which each day that we're on that you can call Nate's number. Nate's number will come back live over the air just like everybody else's. So here's Brother James to do a few PSAs.
Thank you, Brother. That sounds like join us daily from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry Do For Self with your host, Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal's Inc., and co-hosts James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal's Inc. is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength to establish community life by doing for self to build the model community. And again, we'd like to thank everyone for being patient with us as we work to get the get our board straightened out where you can call in live. And so in the meantime, we're asking everybody to dial 267-385-0259. That's 267-385-0259. If you want to make a comment or ask a question. So, again, we want to thank everyone for joining into the program today. And inshallah, we are 6 to 7 p.m. tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum.